Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's listen, shall we? Let's just listen for a second. Can we do that?
Yes.
Can we do that? Do they teach you that here?
I'm Brad.
Just trying to get that here. Brad, do they teach you that here? Do they teach you slow moving computer speeds
with spinning dials?
Do they teach
I'm just
you
looking
that,
for the
you
form.
Son of a bitch? You son of a bitch. Anyway, I was going to play the last few minutes of the Caps game, but I guess it's not going to happen. It's just going to go, what?
Spin.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
To the Washington Capitals going to the Stanley Cup Finals. Does that roll off the tongue? Oh my God. Fantasmagoric.
Doesn't feel real.
May I play a little bit of audio? It's not actual game audio of the play-by-play.
You look for your audio. I'll look for my audio.
This was posted on your wall this morning.
You play whatever you want. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, don't look at it. Play it.
This was posted on your wall this morning. What they did at the Capital One Arena last night, they put the game up on the big screens, and it looked like the place was jam-packed with people all rocking the red. This is after they scored the fourth goal. Oh, here we go.
Tampa. Final game. The Eastern Conference Championship Series. The winner of this game will be four wins away from a Stanley Cup championship. The dream is getting closer.
First period, ladies and gentlemen.
Stroman led that one ahead. Ryan Callahan flipped that one across. Gathered in by Kuznetsov is tumbling to the ice with Chris Kunitz. Fed on to Kuznetsov to Ovechkin. Score!
First goal.
It's 1-0 Capitals.
Let me turn
Here
it up.
Comes Wilson. He takes Kunitz out.
Better.
Now Washington's on to the transition. Wilson to Kuznetsov, over to Ovechkin, and this thing goes short side elevation on Andre Vasilevsky.
Oh, yeah. Basketball players have their area. Hockey players have their area, especially when you can shoot like Ovechkin. That's his area. He wastes no time, and it's hammer time for him.
Then work to the outside. And
now let me just tell you, in a game like that, you need the guy. The main guy has to be the
star.
Guy.
Right.
The star has to step up. We had a star out of his mind last night. Everything that he has been in the past was thrown. It's almost like he found the gear. He found the maturity to do it, and it was just so much fun. It's wonderful when an entire arena in Washington, D.C. is filled with people watching television.
Yeah.
That's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Listen, this is sound from last night. This is after they scored their fourth goal, the Caps did. Listen.
In the arena?
Yeah, they're just watching TV.
Right. We're watching TV.
That's crazy. Ralph and I just gave each other a high five and said, get home safe.
That's pretty
cool.
All right, cool.
Let's go to the end of the game right here.
Please.
Let's see what happens.
And out in front and scoring with that chance that bounced around out in front for the Capitals, making it a score of 4-0. The first time in two decades, the Caps are headed to the big show.
Little boys, they turn into little boys.
Wow. Yeah.
Doc, that round one, losing the first two games at home, most people thought they were done against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Only four prior goaltenders have had shutouts in game 6 and 7 in history.
That's Holtbeast. All right, so there it is that we pardon our Washington DC centric moment for a national podcast. We have plenty of listeners in the Las Vegas area. We're coming out to see the Golden Knights on Monday. It's going to be so much fun, and really, it's been really a joy for me because I love playoff hockey anyway.
Yeah.
I watch it anyway year after year after year. two decades of watching other teams in the final, and now I've got a rooting interest. What's that?
F the Lightning.
Yeah, F them and their night with the cutting the horse in half or whatever they do in the pregame.
Different team.
Yeah.
Different team,
even
Rob.
I knew
different
that.
Team, Rob.
It's
not
a different
Lightning.
Team, Rob. Yes. He was talking
so
about
was really
the Lightning.
Painful.
You say, Lightning are the Tampa team.
They were just,
what are they cut
talking
in
about
half?
The Golden Knights.
That's so embarrassing.
You could wear five jerseys and you still don't know sports.
Such a fraud.
I just wear one jersey, but it's 5X.
You don't care about sports. You don't like sports. You're faking it. But that's okay. We can tolerate that.
Get your sounds and pretend to be a fan. You disgust me.
Yeah. I'm not picking on Rob today. I'm not. Rob's been too funny this week.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
That's all Rob has to do, and he does it well. So that's all we require.
Let me ask
you. Bear spray.
You could try that,
Oscar. Need I remind you? Bear spray from earlier. Early in the trip, Affleck's bear spray. Maybe one of my
big
favorite
win.
Lines.
Buy it by the carton.
Maybe remember the Bolivian glue, Elmer's.
Elmer's,
that,
yes.
You know, you can't argue with that stuff. That's yeah.
It's always next week.
So.
All right, Mike. Let me ask you this.
Maybe there is. Maybe there isn't. I really like yesterday's show because Oscar wasn't here. That was another good one.
She was
Sarah
great.
Fraser. We want to thank Sarah Fraser awesome. From the Hey Phrase podcast for coming in and visiting with us. She was wonderful. She
So, gentlemen, I got a chance to. Watch the game with Rob Ford here at Podcast Village.
Shirtless?
No, we were at a happy hour earlier in the evening, so we had some adult beverages, and I said, I'm going to text my friend
Oscar
Mike.
Put him on the phone with me. He hates me now. I can tell by the tone.
Really?
Hey. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Nick? Oscar gave me all my opportunity. You suck. Hey, I ain't an attitude to you.
That's really his tone with me
was
last night. I remember
drinking?
That through.
Mike's got the chip on his shoulder. I don't know what it's about.
Oscar's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, and Oscar and I are laughing, and I'm putting him on with Carla and say, hey, well, let me talk to Rofo. And all of a sudden, the energy just goes.
How you doing, man?
Anyway, it's just my impression. Remember when he came in? Remember the last time he was on the show and he had that, speaking of chip on the shoulder?
Yeah.
He's the one
he's
with the
chip
on the
shoulder.
Yes, yes,
well.
Yes.
He does. He's got a big fat chip on. I don't know. He was fine.
Big
was fine.
Fat chocolate chip.
That hockey connection because I went to a game with him.
But
when he shows up, it always looks like a sellout.
He said that it was like sitting next to a refrigerator box.
Yes, it was. It was. Now we couldn't be in the same arena together.
No.
He's thinner than me. Everybody's thinner than me. But what a night. It was
not
so Panette. Much fun. I don't know where to begin because we had a
where
social event. We had my buddy Zach came over with his lady and my sister rolled into town. I'm here! So anyway, she came. She
did you
came
have time to prepare the parade?
No, she's solving the world's problems.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
So anyway, she's here last night. This is my older sister.
How did her arrival? Taskmaster. How did her arrival compare to the most recent royal wedding?
Oh, it was much less. But,
really?
But
no
much
choir?
More in certain ways.
I understand.
It was,
yes.
So Mrs. O'Mara prepared a feast, and then dinner was at 5. We had we hung out. And I got a migraine, probably in anticipation of the game. So I was having my migraine, so I didn't have cocktails before dinner. And then dinner was served. And then during dinner, probably at the 7 o'clock mark, right about then,
right.
I began to open the Smiling Irish Bastards for me.
Yeah.
Pre-gaming. And this is not, I don't expect any people to follow my lead here. You should not do this. You should not do this at all. I was de-stressing. I was drinking to compensate for the stress. That's not a good way. If I did that for the show, I'd be drinking a glass of vodka before the show, and yes. That would not be cool.
No.
So doing it for a hockey game is the same exact thing. Do not follow my example.
You're taking the edge off the day and what's going
yes.
to come. Now, is
yes.
it the Smiling Irish Bastard, this is a bottled yeah. beer, as I recall, right?
It's a can now. It comes in cans
Ooh,
now. It's gotten so popular.
They're canning it.
Mm-hmm.
They're canning it now, still
wow.
with its 6% ABV, which is
Daniel.
A high-octane, what's
it
like
is.
A Miller Light have? What's that, about 4 or something?
4.5.
Like
I think
yeah.
it's 4.2, actually.
4.2?
Yeah,
two.
I think Budweiser's okay. a little higher. I think Budweiser's around 5.
What about Bud Ice?
Bud Ice is is
that is. So so I began to pregame, and then like clockwork, probably 5 of 8. Everybody started 10 of 8, 5 of 8. Everybody rolled out, and I was very happy
Game
to see him
time.
Go.
Yeah.
I realized because I had said to Zach that I might have had him linger Earlier in the day or yesterday when I saw him. I see him all the time because he's the truckmeister.
Right.
He comes by to fix things on the truck. The beater, which we have not named yet.
You need to.
I know I do. I need to get a name for that truck sooner than later. You know, listeners, over the weekend, over the holiday weekend, if you have a moment, pop in a name. I'll solicit
what
that on Facebook.
What color is the truck?
Gray.
Gray. Mm. Oh, man.
Blackish gray.
What about
dark gray.
Gray Gardens.
Gray Gardens.
What's the name of the guy in 50 Shades of Gray?
Oh, that's too. That's not his style.
I think because he wants it to be a sexy.
Why would he name it?
Why did you put a dress on? Really? Come on, we're naming a truck here. You can have a girl's name. First of all, it should have a girl's name. What's the name of the guy from 50 Shades of Grey?
The real hot one. Good Lord.
He had a dress on?
Well, what is that?
And a loose
50
belt.
Shades of Grey. Come on.
I think it was Vincent. Wasn't it Vincent Grey?
I don't know, man.
Because Vincent be a good name for a truck, unless you want to go with a female name.
The greatest name for
apparently,
a truck.
If you want a female name, why not try Rob Spiewak?
Max got one.
Rob A.
Yeah. Good.
Max, what if I called the truck Wadhams?
It wouldn't work. Literally. It wouldn't
work. What about the Gray Ghost?
It's too nice. Yeah.
Why don't you put on a dress? Let's all wear dresses.
Would you like to know the greatest name for a truck? The guys from Virginia, my buddies in Virginia, I think two, maybe three of them went in on a beater truck that they had for all their yard work and stuff like that. You know what the name was?
What?
The bitch.
That's a good one.
Who's got the bitch this week?
What's
that a problem? It was fun. It doesn't mean anything. The bitch. Where's the bitch this
week? It's a great name.
Who's got the bitch?
Different sense of humor in Maine.
Yeah, I suppose.
No, this was not Maine. These were my buddies in Virginia. Thank you, hey.
That explains everything, Mike.
So, where was I? So, everybody ventures out.
Yes.
And Mrs. O'Mara joins me for the entire game. And my contribute, I am just out of my mind. I almost drove her out of the room because I'm screaming and I'm yelling so much. I'm like, skate, skate, skate. Now you got the first goal. You got to keep the pedal to the metal.
Is your son in bed yet? Because this is an 8 o'clock puck drop, right?
No, he was in watching a tune. He probably went to bed at 8:45.
So was he scared of daddy when daddy acts like this?
No, he was in another room. He didn't. He popped in.
But you're yelling. He probably heard it.
He doesn't even hear. He's used to it. He doesn't hear anything like that. And so, but me, I'm basically watching the game, and it's like, watch the game, watch the game, watch the game, watch again, watch the game, watch again. You know, and it's just
you
like,
opening
I mean,
and drinking a can of beer is my new favorite impression.
that's what. So I'm having a good time, you know. Period one. Let me see. Period one would have been. Three.
First period.
I probably did three a period.
Damn, nine beers, octane beers.
Yes, and I might have had some before the game started.
Oh, man.
So any trouble falling asleep last night?
not on the couch. Carla looked over the railing, was like. I was in rough shape.
Yeah.
I was in very, very rough shape. But it was special.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Carla goes to bed at the end of the game. Okay, honey, like she'd done her duty. And she's on her phone and she's half watching. And but she did her duty supporting me. I said, for this one, can you stay up, please? Can you stay with me for this one? And then she goes to bed. And I'm watching all the post game stuff. I'm just addicted to it. You know, I'm wound up. I'm wound up like I haven't been wound up. And then I didn't mention what Carla had made for dinner when my sister and Zach and his girlfriend came over.
Mm.
She made her barbecued chicken thighs.
So good. So good.
And I was given my allotment of three chicken thighs for dinner, which was and that's it. That's all I'm allowed to have.
Three?
Three. Okay. And
they're boneless, skinless?
Boneless, skinless.
Okay.
And she parboils them and then finishes them on the grill.
They're
incredible. They really are incredible. I said to her, I said that it's a simple dinner, but it's like the greatest thing you make. People know this. She got the recipe from her mom, and it's fantastic, and we enjoy them. And she was in bed, and I was all giddy and crazy and out of my mind. And she made a ton. Just an S-ton of these chicken thighs, and then put them in a big Tupperware container that was in the refrigerator. And about a half hour after she went to bed, and I'm watching the post-game show, from inside the refrigerator, the chicken thighs were going,
Michael? Michael, we're here.
Wait, no, the chicken thighs were talking to me. I got to do a better sound like that. So it's like, Mike. Mike, we're the chicken thighs. We're in the refrigerator. Hey, fat ass, we're in the refrigerator. Those. Remember those chicken thighs that you could have eaten triple of the amount that she gave you? We're in here, and no one's here to tell you no. No one's here to tell you no. So I went to the refrigerator, and I got out the chicken thighs, and is everything all right?
Everything's
okay?
Fine.
Did you begin to systematically eat them, Mike?
Yeah, I knocked them out. I not all of them, but I ate an ass ton of them, and it was, it was just like, no more beer at this time. Beer is done.
Yeah,
beer is over.
Yeah, there are none left, or?
There are three.
Hey, enough for one meal.
I might have eaten four of them.
Oh. Four other thighs out of the three ate earlier in the evening?
Yeah, three for dinner, and then I ate four.
After
the game.
Seven thighs.
Seven
thighs. I'll call that reasonable. But that is.
Is that even possible?
Well, it's like midnight. I mean, come on. It's meal.
It's what.
How is there room?
No. It's what Taco Bell calls the fourth meal.
Fourth meal.
Yeah, and that, you know, and there's two things at play here. That's the beer, of course. Also, you ate very early. You ate at 5.
Yes.
You were hungry again.
I was hungry again. I was very hungry.
And
I drank all those beers, though.
I wasn't doing the. That was early in the game.
The beer does loosen up your
your inhibitions.
Yes. I remember once when I was in the middle of one of my crazy harebrained weight loss schemes, and we had just done an appearance. And I had bought a new shirt. I looked nice.
Yeah,
I got a haircut.
Great.
Came back to the house. Had a lot of beer at the appearance after I've been dry for like 2 months. And so got home, staggered in. And I mostly remember just coming home and grabbing something and going to bed. And the next morning, Carrie said, Rob, why is there cheese in the toaster oven?
Oh my God.
I said, I don't know. I don't understand. What I do remember as I put it together is I was making toast but melting cheese on the toast as it was in the toaster oven.
In the toaster oven. Well, that's okay. You can
recall eating cookies while I was waiting for the toast to be ready.
Seven thighs.
That's what I'd say, that melting cheese in a toaster oven is on par with seven thighs.
Drunken thighs were, you know.
Drunken thighs! That's the name of the show.
That sound would have been. And then I passed out on the couch and came up to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then 6:15 or so, it's, you know, start the day.
Yeah.
Start the daytime. You know, and probably sometime in between 3 and 6:15, I may have sat up for a while with my mouth just going, I know you don't think I did, but I kind of spread it out, and I'm not feeling
fine.
Poorly. I'm not feeling poorly today because maybe it's the adrenaline, of the game. But, you know, I think maybe at like 3 o'clock this afternoon, I'm just going to go thump.
Yeah.
I'm just going to collapse on the floor. But, when I woke up this morning, I had to, bite the bullet, and I look over at Carla.
Yeah.
And she said, I said, honey, I did something really horrible last night. Because she's going to go, Carla had woke up. She has this chip in her brain when it comes to my food intake where she will know. I'm surprised she didn't tap me on the shoulder without even looking in the refrigerator and go, why did you eat the chicken thighs? She didn't do that, though. She didn't do that. But
how did you break the news this time?
I straight ahead, Oscar. Straight honesty. I did something horrible last night. What? I ate some chicken thighs.
Some.
How many? I don't know. Well, I still don't know. I couldn't tell. How am I expected to know how many I ate? I didn't count them.
No.
You don't count them when you're eating like that. Count them. That would be some form of calorie control. Yeah. If you're counting them, no, I'm just putting them in my mouth and chewing, and they were phenomenal.
Good cold.
Just a little chill. So that's it. Now, it means my Memorial Day week.
How do you know
weekend.
There were four? Did she confirm?
No, I don't think she counted them when she put them away. I'm giving you a guesstimate.
Oh, okay.
And keep in mind, these are just little thighs.
Would you like a ballpark? Because, I mean, four might not be accurate. I can give you a
probably. It's a total of seven,
you know, the polling numbers for an election.
Margin
plus
of error. Plus or minus.
All right, so four thighs plus or minus four.
So
there we go.
Could have been zero. Could have been.
Start the show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, you know they were supposed to do my scene today?
Today?
Yeah. You know, they told me that they wanted me to walk down the block carrying this bag of groceries, you know? So I start to walk, and I trip, and the grocery bag goes flying, and Woody starts laughing.
He was laughing?
Oh, yeah. He was drinking something that started to come out of his nose.
Oh.
So then what?
Well, I got a line in the movie.
Yeah.
That's great.
You got a line in a Woody Allen movie? You're in the movie.
I might have a whole new career on my hands, huh?
You mean a career.
Is that with Mia Farrow there?
I didn't see him.
What's your line?
Okay, I'm there with Woody. You know, I'm at this bar, and I turn to him, and I go, boy, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Is that how you're going to say it?
No, I'm working on it.
Do it like this. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. No, no, see, that's no good. See, you don't know how to act.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Oh, that was no good?
I didn't say anything.
What was wrong with that? I had a different interpretation. Do you know anything about this pretzel guy? Maybe he's been in the bar a really long time and he's really depressed because he has no job and no woman and he's parking cars for a living. All right, shut up. I hear you. I'm coming down. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
This is Wade Byers, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Live from the heart of our nation's capital, home of the Eastern Conference champion, woo! Washington Capitals. In the Podcast Village Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app with time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer.
Ah!
That's the one that I don't understand. The sleep timer, I don't.
Go to bed with us.
Yeah, people like listening to podcasts as they're going to bed to unwind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wonderful. I should do that instead of shoving dead chicken into my mouth. Plus, the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store.
Bye.
All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob.
This thigh guy.
This chicken is dead.
Rob with two B's at MikeOmerishow.com. Call us anytime.
These chickens are making me thirsty.
These chickens are making me thirsty.
Our show today brought to you by Legacy Box. Hey, digitize your lifetime of memories. If you've got a lot of old photos, we all do.
Yeah.
This is a great, great way to make sure they're safe and to preserve them for generations to come. You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box. You fill it with old home movies and pictures, and they take care of it. They do the rest. Digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs, it's like magic. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks. They look great, and they keep you updated at every step of the process. We've all used Legacy Box, and the results were amazing. All the work is done by hand right here in the USA. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS. And save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure you enter that code TMOS to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past. Wonderful company.
So much fun to show your kids the way they were when they were 2 and 3 years old. It's fascinating to watch them react. Something I never got to because we didn't have home movies. So yes. To watch Robert watch himself is very the greatest, cool. The greatest.
We are delighted to be here for the show that's based in Washington, D.C. Big day for all the Caps fans and our friends like Fried and Goat and all the people that love this show and love the Caps. And, you know, for me, You know, just a long, long time coming, and we'll see if they can kick it over the finish line. It's like the old suffering oldsters, the Capitals, and the new kids on the block with their new shiny, fancy team, the Golden Knights. I've already worked up some, you know, my apologies to the people in Vegas that love this show as well, but
right.
I've worked up some real hatred for the slick Golden Knights already. I don't like that team. There's nothing about that team I like.
Let me ask you something as a Caps fan that goes way back. You were so thrilled when they defeated the Penguins because that was a
huge deal. Yeah.
How does this compare to that? Because it I know was, there's more of a legacy of hatred.
What was great about
Pittsburgh
it is because
the
they went up 2-0 and then they crapped out.
Yeah.
And they went down 3-2. And
right.
So the comeback what made it even more special. So I mean, it's the ebb and flow. It's what playoff hockey is. And to see a guy, I've given Alex Ovechkin so much crap over the years,
mm-hmm.
and to see him in game 6 and 7 be the guy that literally led this team and see a superstar, it's
wills
wonderful.
It.
Yeah.
He willed it to happen. And I think Burakovsky scored the goal maybe midway through the game. And you saw the reaction from Ovechkin where he's going, that's what I told you. And he's just going, he's out of his mind.
Oh,
he's so excited for the kid. And I've never seen that. It was new. And it's, he ain't got that many more years in the league, to be honest. He's been doing it a long time. It's just fun. And we'll see what happens. Right now, I don't want to sound like making excuses for the Caps. It'll suck if they lose,
right?
But this is a great season,
yeah.
by any stretch. You made it to the conference, to the Stanley Cup final. It's a big deal, and they haven't done it in a gazillion years. And they've never won the cup, and so it's exciting, and I'm all pumped up. You can tell,
yes.
I'm really ramped up, and it just is such a great diversion when you're up here in the middle of the woods,
yeah.
with moose and bear and deer, and and it's just really, really exciting. It gives me something to do.
Can I ask you a question that might just be a rube question, but you know more, yeah. about hockey than I do. As we were watching the game together, I was like, I hope they don't blow them out and shut out the last two playoff games are complete shutouts. And the reason why I was like, I hope they don't do this is because they're going to go into these next games when we talked about it before on the show, they're not going to be hungry. You could say that.
Oh, no.
No, you don't think so?
It. No.
No, I think that this is just the nature of the beast. This is the Super Bowl. This is the World Series. This is it. This is a massive, massive deal.
I hope.
It
look,
depends.
I know you're right. I just sat there with Rofo. He's like,
could there be a letdown? Yeah, there could be a letdown. The Caps played, the Caps reacted. If you saw the pictures of people in the street in Washington, they reacted like a team that was, had won the Stanley Cup, and they haven't won it yet. So DGH, the prime directive, is still very much alive, but it's just fun. These are fans that haven't had a chance to do this in 20 years. So you see this reaction, and it's just a lot of fun. And I love, even if I don't have a rooting interest, I love the long-suffering fans.
Yeah.
I love it when it happens to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I love it when it happens to Philadelphia. I love to watch the teams that don't get a chance to do it. It's really, really, really exciting. So that's it. That's enough Caps talk.
Perfect.
Sorry about
good
that.
Stuff, though.
There'll be more to come, but I can't
Let's
help
go
it.
Let's go Caps.
This show, my show, originated with Don Geronimo in Washington, D.C. That's when we started doing it, so that's why we talk about it, because it's
20
very,
years
very,
as well before
exciting.
We had anything like this happen.
Yeah.
Right. Right. It's very, very cool. And that's it. I don't think we have to say anything more about our
Are you coming down
Washington
for a game?
Capitals. I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to decide what's going on. And
Last night, you were pretty into coming
well, I was
down.
I also ate 13 chicken thighs last night. So, I mean, it's just not, I mean, I was.
You know, they serve chicken at the arena.
Yeah. It depends.
I
it
do
depends
have
on
a
what's
sweet
going on.
Chicken finger basket.
I really got nothing on the docket. I might pop a few. couple of shows in the studios in D.C.
Oh, it'd be so great to have
you here.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because really, it's not just hockey. It's a chance to see you guys. we'll see.
I want you to know we feel the same way.
Painful.
That was.
We can arrange for Rob Ford to be here when you show up.
If they ever do Behind the Music on us,
yes,
like in the calendar years of 16, 17, and 18, we've noticed that you only saw Mike once a year.
Yeah,
in person. Was that by design?
It's not, look. Listen,
they'll cut to some comedy expert.
Giving me Oscar resents. I get the impression Oscar resents the fact that I left town four years ago.
I resent the fact that when you come into town, you don't come to the studio.
Yeah, you can get within inches, and still, and then in our behind the music, they would cut to a comedy expert, and it would be like some guy with a pipe saying, O'Mara was of the school that separation equaled funny, and that time apart would strengthen the relationship.
I think it doesn't hurt, but I don't think I don't.
No. It's magical when we're in the same room. Come on,
it is nice when we're in the same. And I don't necessarily think it would change the dynamic. Well, no, I have to tell. This is being honest to our listeners. When I did this, when I made this move, the dynamic didn't change, and we knew that within, what, 15 minutes?
If that,
We knew that this show wasn't going to change when we had the... I didn't know that when I moved. I didn't know. I said, is this going to... are we going to be able to pull this off? I remember that. I remember saying, is this going to work? And then when it instantaneously, we knew it was okay. Does the, you know, does absence make the heart grow fine? I don't feel like we're ever apart.
I see you every day of the week. I see my dad in person more than I see you. And my dad's never home.
Yeah, but see,
he's out of country.
We speak and communicate on a daily basis.
True. Yes.
But my body being in there, you know.
Sometimes a guy just needs a hug.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to come down for a Stanley Cup game.
Let me put it to you this way. The offer
We might
is
have a better
place.
Chance if we met him in Vegas for a Stanley Cup game. Because I feel that if he goes to a game, he's going to make it how we like to call a destination city. And no, I'm not so sure that Glover Park is his favorite destination. Yeah,
he likes it here.
There is an offer on the table. There is an offer on the table. I have already looked at the schedule. Hmm. I've seen the layout of the games.
Yes.
And by the way, the Stanley Cup final starts Monday in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So that's it. You know, it's next weekend if it's going to happen. And we'll see what happens. We'll see. I'm very, very excited. I'm very excited. And I need to get clear of head before I haven't even looked at flights. So that's it. But I'm giving it some thought.
There's about fly into Nashville.
Probably a 70-30 that I'll be. I've already talked to Fried about it.
Yeah.
So there.
Who
you go.
Would you
so
take? You big question.
I think it would be me, pal. I think it would just be
you
me.
And I.
No.
He always gives tickets in pairs.
Well, if he's
don't be
able
ashamed
to give
of me, Mike.
If he's able to give tickets in pairs, It would be you.
Yeah,
it would be you.
Thank
I would go
just
with
not
you.
Too low for
absolutely.
Please.
Yeah, you know, and you live in D.C. and you know, if I thought Rob would, you know, be bummed if Rob doesn't.
Oh,
Rob,
no, he wants to stay in Leesburg.
If I got tickets to Hamilton, I would take you.
That's wonderful, and I would go.
I know, and we would have a wonderful time
really
together.
I'd even if they brought Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick back and the producers, I'd go see that.
I would go see any tour of the producers. I like the book that much.
Did we ever go to a? We went to. Did we go to? Any
I think,
Broadway
yeah,
shows?
I think
we went to.
Cabaret.
We went to Cabaret,
which was great. Oh.
Remember Brooke Shields coming out?
Do you
and
remember
stretching?
Her legs? Yes.
Oh, God.
Cats.
Brooke Shields. Oh. This is
me.
What, this is 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That looks fantastic.
Mm. Now she's hawking recliners.
That's it. We're fine. Back to the truck. We are on the insurance. I'm very excited about that.
Silver Fox, by the way. I came up with a name.
No, it's not. It's too dignified. Yeah. It's, we have to break?
We should.
Am I running late already?
Yeah, we should break.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about everything. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Who cares?
Oh,
well, we'll take a break. What the hell was that?
Jesus, come back. Rob. Rude.
With more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I would love to hear Scott Shannon discussing the Me Too movement.
I think we can do that. All right, here we go. Washington's winner. We are in some interesting times. People come up to me and they say, hey, Super Shad, you're on WPLJ every morning. How come you got rid of that traffic lady? Well, it's an ugly situation. But let me put it this way. There was a backup.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the program is brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial, and here with their commercial is Mr. Doc Emmerich.
Oh, good.
Excuse me. Check that. Let me do that again. Doc Emmerich, please bring it in. All right.
Hi, Doc.
A message to all you millennials from Cornerstone First Financial.
Did you know that the millennial homebuyers are the fastest growing segment of the purchasers today? They are stepping up to invest in their future with home purchases. And if you go with Cornerstone First Financial, you score! Buying makes good financial sense. If you're paying $2,500 a month in rent, that's the equivalent of a $3,100 mortgage payment. When you calculate the tax benefits, that equals a $500,000 mortgage loan score! Just remember, it's important to use a lender that can help navigate the ins and outs of home ownership for the first-time home buyers. Cornerstone First Financial will hold your hand through the entire process, making sure they get the best deal for you and your family. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free hockey stick. No, that's free appraisal at closing.
Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial.
Because with Cornerstone First Financial, you'll score!
Thank you. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Mike. Goodbye. I'm going to drink.
All right. I don't think that guy's ever had a cocktail in his life.
No, I don't think
he's
so.
He's got a backstory, but I know we're still trying to get him on the
yes,
show.
Yes, absolutely. He's sort of in demand, but I'm in contact with NBC. They've been very
nice.
He
wasn't in demand 2 months ago when
NBC.
I asked
you
for him. Doom. What do you mean he's sort of in demand? What does that mean?
Well,
that was
he's
kind of a snarky, like smart assy way of you telling me I'm not going to deliver him. That's what that sounded
what?
Like to me.
It calm did. It down. Sounded.
He's sort of in demand.
He's kind of like, busy. Yeah, Mike,
but I mean, that was a smart. Was that not a smart ass comment?
No, it wasn't at all. What I'm saying is that
he's sort of in demand, Mike. You know, they're going to the playoffs.
The last I heard, they're booking him. They're booking him for next week, but he was last this week. He was saving.
What happened to Jim Vance? Jim Nance, rather.
Jim Vance died.
Jim Vance died in June.
Yeah, we're getting him in June?
When he's coming in town, remember, he's coming in town to play.
We're going
to
get him? Okay, that's good.
Yes.
Things are going well.
Mm-hmm. And we have Patton coming up on June 20th. He'll be in studio.
Why do you give that look after you say things are going well?
I don't like to see mom and dad fight.
Did you see
that is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
We're not fighting. We're not fighting. I just, you know, it's just, I know he's in demand. Everybody knows it's the, you know, he's the big playback.
Yeah.
This is like getting the guy that's going to call the Super Bowl. I just, you know, he was obscure 2 weeks ago.
Well,
hello.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. Hello?
Is there anything going on?
He was never obscure. He was never obscure.
Right.
He was still, you know, calling playoff hockey.
Did you base that comment on anything specific when you said he's sort of? I'm just giving you a hard time because I want to know what's going on.
What's going on?
When you said that, I got the impression it's like, well, everybody wants to talk to him.
No, no. They're currently booking some media for him, but he was literally resting his voice this week. That's what they said.
Really?
He's not doing anything. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's okay. So. That's valid. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Yeah.
When you're doing it at that level, that's
and you have to talk a lot.
I'm just looking at Oscar. I can't help myself.
You know what? I don't even want to look over there. I would give a testicle and another organ to have Sarah Fraser back right now.
Why are you so mad at me?
I can't do this right now with you.
Well, do what?
Look at you.
Oh, God.
I'm just hanging out.
I'm just having fun.
I know.
I'm doing a fun show.
Just hanging there rooting against me.
I'm not rooting against you. If I root against you, I root against all of us.
That's true.
You fail, we all fail.
Well, we're all failing, man.
All hands in the middle. Team. 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 Team.
Team.
Doc Emmerich on three. One, two, three. Doc Emmerich.
So listen, it's not all bad chicken. There's been good chicken in my world.
There's good
too.
Thighs and bad thighs?
No, it's not. The thighs are a rich food. Why do I sound like Doc Emmerich? The thighs are a rich food, Oscar.
Are they heavily sauced?
Yes, they were heavily with
Heavily.
What's the Sweet Baby Ralph's or whatever?
Oh, Ray. Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's. Mm-hmm. Pony, what's that? Pony,
I'm getting that excited. You're talking about
Sweet Baby. I think I've decided to pay attention to the show.
Someone
now.
Put a quarter in Pony. You know what you could offer?
Is there a bok chicken?
What you could offer, Mike, is sometimes if you use a dry rub, you get the similar flavor profile, but you don't have the heavy sugary sauce.
This the heavy sugary sauce is what probably gave me the orgy in the middle of the night.
Sure.
But there is another product that she is making, homemade, which is a chicken soup without noodles or anything else, just vegetables, celery, carrots, onions, and chicken.
Perfect.
Beautifully seasoned.
But sounds healthy.
Yeah.
It's very, very healthy. The only problem is you will find, as I'm sure many people know, when you go healthy and you try to eat something healthy, the body kind of has a reaction to it that can be a little problematic. It can be a little bit, and this chicken soup.
It's revolting.
You're disgusting. That's what Mr. Wilde said in my Glastonbury High School silent study hall.
What happened?
I was in the silent study hall. I told this story before, and I thought that I'd have a silent.
A creeper.
Expulsion, and I leaned over to the left, and I mean, it was really, I'm not exaggerating the volume level. We had probably 12, 13 kids in silent study hall, and I was in the middle. And Mr. Wilde was up at the desk just kind of doing his
proctoring,
paperwork, correcting papers and stuff like that. And the kids were all around me, and I leaned over on my left side, and everybody, and you know what kids do in high school, everybody pulled their chairs away from
they're
me.
Overly dramatic.
And Mr. Wilde looked up and said, "That's disgusting." It was one of the most embarrassing moments I had. My fault. Self-inflicted. What are you doing on your phone? What are you doing?
I'm trying to see. I'm asking Rofo if I can talk about his fart story. I'm just gonna tell it. Yesterday.
No, don't. I don't want to hurt his feelings because he's so sensitive. I'm gonna protect Rofo because I don't want him to hate me.
Mike, I can't. This is the worst part of radio. The chip in me that says I can't say something. Don't say it. I'm gonna say it now.
Does it measure up to Mike on a hard wooden chair in a silent classroom?
Yes, it does.
Because I was just mentally going through the acoustics at play here. It had to be magnificent.
On Sunday.
Yes.
Right? After ESPN, because they record their show here. We're having a meeting about the show. And Rofo works with me on that show, right?
Yes.
So we're all sitting in the studio, in the other studio, Studio A. Right. And we're having a real in-depth conversation about the show and how it's being put together and how it's being presented and some vacation stuff that's coming up for some of the hosts, right?
Right.
And scheduling. And we're all sitting there. And then one of the team members from ESPN says, "Rofo, did you just fart?"
Oh no.
And we're in a studio.
The ventilation is not.
If there's no ventilation at this point, right? Yeah,
there's no exhaust fan.
And you see all these professionals get up and walk out of the studio, and he goes, "It was just a squeaker."
Rofo's in a So I would gather from not only the reaction of the guy that called him on it, but the exodus from the studio.
Pure disgust.
That this was absolutely rank.
And it was not, this was not like, hey, we're all, like, if that happens here, we're going to break each other's balls, right?
Sure, and light a candle.
It's just like embarrassing.
They're still getting to know this man, right?
Well, that is truly an icebreaker.
What time of
day was it?
This was like at 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that was breakfast coming back. That's what that was. Oh,
that is so
And I
nasty.
Felt so bad for him because I know he was embarrassed. And you're an adult in a professional setting, supposedly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a squeaker rolls out and like the entire room of these pros clears out. And you have to go work in another room.
Was it perfectly silent?
It was silent, but
he thought he was going to get away with it.
But once
that's
the napalm hit, it was over. People had to get out.
It was hanging low like the fog in the Thriller video.
Mike, when you're in high school, embarrassing.
Yes,
as an adult, mortifying.
Yeah.
It's mortifying and it's kind of like unprofessional.
Yeah, and you know what? When you did it in study hall.
Excuse me. I'll be right back, gentlemen. I have to use the facility. I'm terribly sorry. And you go out and you do that. The only time that applies. Now, I'm somebody who has railed against expulsion of gas in public places. I'm here to say I'm on my second flight that I've done it because we fly so early in the morning that on the brand new Boeing 737-800 that United Airlines provided for me, I literally had no choice. I felt the pain and something had to give.
Yeah.
And I was sitting next to Carla and Carla was sleeping. and at that point she woke up. She looks over at me immediately and she goes, and Carla can go one of two ways. She can make a really big deal about it.
Yeah.
And it's going to embarrass me because that's people around. Because I worry about the people that are in the seat behind and in front of me.
Yeah, well, she took an oath to stay with you. I mean, she's got no choice.
Well, we had the little guy in between us, and I suddenly have my laptop, and I'm pretending to work, even though I'm thinking, does anybody
know it's me? Does anybody know it's me? Does anybody know it's me?
But it, you know, when you're in an environment
where you have that urgency, and intimate, you immediately start to work on your screenplay.
But there's anonymity based on the amount of people that are, you know, sure. It could have been the seventh row and not the 12th row.
You can't do it with four people in a room.
You can't do it with four people in a closed room.
In a closed
and
room.
So what was, I mean, I'm curious. So how many people, four total or?
Four total. And my wife, Shannon, was in the main lobby area, right?
Okay. So it's you, Rofo, and two other guys.
Yeah, two other guys.
And they both get up and leave.
One guy was, we were, and again, we were all so working, funny. And he said, Rofo, did you just fart? And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, man. I thought I was a squeaker. And
which is really not a good defense.
And it's just such a pig thing to say.
Well,
too.
I'm sure he was, look, do it with me. Like, I've known you for 8 years, right? Do it with me in the production room all day. Like, I'm going to get over it.
Not? How about
that? Yeah, even then, not. Yeah.
But don't do it in front of mixed company. And don't, like, you're representing our team. And then you hear from the background, because Shannon does not miss a beat. She sees us all streaming out of the studio. She goes, what happened? Like, she thought, like, probably thought we got in a fight.
What happened?
And she goes, I go, and there was like, like trying to get some air.
Oh, and it was that horrible?
Yes. And then Shannon's like,
on a scale of 10, how bad was the fart?
Solid 8. Solid 8. And then she yells, Rob,
a big boy.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I'm trying to sort of run through like a murder
he's
she wrote
such
protocol
a little boy
here.
In
Rob's
regard.
Defense, he went to the restroom, did whatever he needed to do.
Threw his underwear away and on with his day.
That's so nasty.
But if you really so want to run sort of like a detective protocol, like a TV protocol on this, I'm thinking that before work, there was probably some sort of egg sandwich.
Look.
Oh, no. Now you're grossing me out.
We've been in this studio, right? And I've been in multiple studios. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are guys I work with that own it. There are guys that work with that don't, and we've this is to me as well, right? If you're here for, let's say, 2 or 3 hours, it'll happen. If we're broadcasting, I will not bring up half of the gas that's brought in here because, and vice versa, because we don't want to distract and you're not
close
here,
quarters.
Right?
Yeah, it's close quarters. Yeah. I'm having flashbacks, Robin. I know you are too.
Well, I'd like to tell you. I'd like
shows.
To tell you about a guy. I think you might have met him on your way up the ladder. I don't know what happened to him. His name is Mob Miwak, and he used to work exclusively behind another disc jockey. And his job was to rack up tapes, pull tapes, make sure the spots were in order. But you want to talk about close quarters. He was forever behind this other disc jockey, this guy Mob, right? And sometimes this other disc jockey would fart in such a way that you wouldn't even grade it by smell. It was by length of time. I mean, there were 2 and 3 second explosions. And the best is when the other disc jockey would look back and smile.
Okay, that's all we need. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a true story.
It's a true story.
Oh my God. We have to take a break.
Only disc jockey to ever get black lung.
I'd like to talk about the cable guy. He's coming out today to fix some stuff.
Oh, good.
I've got a 12 noon till 4 p.m. window. Thanks for the convenience. And we'll talk about that and more stuff when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Maddie, and so far on Guilty Pleasures, we've heard from ASMR addicts, stuffed animal collectors, reality TV junkies, and now we want to hear from you. Do you want to air out a secret pleasure that's been weighing you down? Do you find joy in something that's socially unacceptable? Are you one of the many middle-aged men that apparently love Dawson's Creek? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Maddie's Guilty Pleasure podcast is the place for you. Join us on the More Network as two Maddies from Buffalo talk about our weird habits and yours. Email your guiltiest pleasure to pleasure@mikeomaraShow.com to have those secrets lifted off of your shoulders. And be sure to tune in to see how your weird habits compare. And remember, it's okay to be really, really, really different.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you ever wonder when you're going to die? Hopefully it'll be years from now, decades even, but it might not be. It could be next week, maybe even tomorrow. How's that for a pleasant thought? The point is, you don't want to waste precious hours of your life doing paperwork or sitting in traffic or, God forbid, trying to update your organization's website. Well, at Yoko CO, they can help you with the last one.
They know how to build websites that get results, and they love doing it. So don't spend your final hours trying to update your homepage. Let them spend their final hours updating your homepage. And if they die in the process, well, hey, at least they died doing what they love. There it is. Then you can die the way you always wanted by riding a jet ski over a waterfall. Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? Whoa!
You're very excited.
Yeah, thanks for the diagnosis. Here I go. Check them out at yokoco.com/TMOS. That's yokoco.com/TMOS. And the first 10 organizations that reach out will receive a free website consultation and performance report. yokoco.com/TMOS. And stay alive.
Stay alive.
Stay alive. All right. So it was a late night. I've talked about that. I'm taping Political Persuasions today. We'll have a very spirited discussion on that program. And then it's The Waiting Game with my 12 noon till 4 p.m. window with the cable guy.
Who, cable in my case, guy!
Cable guy. In my case, the DirecTV guy who's coming out
today. Okay, same thing,
and
yeah.
It's the same thing. And this is what I require.
You have your already mounted, right?
I have the dish mounted. I have connected one of my receivers. I brought all of my equipment back from the southern climes to up here, but I have certain problematic issues that I am not prepared intellectually to tackle myself. I am installing one of those systems that is a whole house system.
Oh, the Genie, the DirecTV Genie.
It's Genie. Yeah. It's Genie. Genie. Hey, Genie. Hey, Genie, you want to come over and see my... Here's my Genie, Genie. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Your
Genie.
Cable guy's going to be Larry by. Hagman?
Yeah, but here it is. Funny. So I had a hardwired non-Genie receiver for DirecTV.
Right.
And now I have connected the Genie. And what it did was... this is really getting into the weeds. And maybe if you guys can help me with this, because I know you're both TV files.
Yes.
Here's what happened. Okay, so I got this great picture... on the other... Thank you. Genie.
Hey, Genie.
Come on over, cable guy. I've got this great picture on the other one, and then I hook up the Genie to it, and it's a smaller picture. Okay? It didn't... And this television...
Oh, that's your aspect
hold
ratio
on. Let me give you all the info before you jump ahead.
All right.
The picture should have automatically gone to that nice high-def picture. Mm. Instead, what I had to do was go to... the picture settings and go to either wide or panoramic. I know this is an in the weeds TV question, but my feeling is I should not have had to do that. That the normal signal should have been the normal high definition signal like it was on the other box where I had a beautiful picture. On the new picture, it's almost perfect, but it's just not
the
HD
old.
Quite
now, this you're having trouble with the Genie, the smaller box, or the old school
the
box?
The big Genie is the only thing connected to a television now, because I won't even get into the weeds with the whole wireless bridge thing that's flashing.
It does. There was recently a huge update on DirecTV, and it's changed the look of everything. And what happened is you might have reset your settings. There is an aspect ratio button, I believe, on the front of your cable box, if you pull down the little flap that you have to monkey with to get to the right resolution and also your right picture format. And also
so
keep in mind.
So actually on the hardware, not just that red reset button, right?
Right. And then you have to. You might
know,
have
for people that don't like the caps and aren't into the weeds of TV, this is a terrible show. And I'd like to apologize for all this.
It's perfect. Yeah. And also keep in mind that your TV itself probably has settings.
Right.
And so they have to agree. You want to make sure that if you're putting out 16:9, it's going to be
accepted. It agreed with the other box, but it didn't agree. And since I monkeyed,
settings
I just
can change.
Felt, but since I monkeyed with that picture, that's the part that I hope the guy gets for me. I know
he will.
That the because you know in this high definition world that we live in right now. Certainly, look at Oscar and Robin, how pretty they are.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous,
yeah. Only the best.
And then you look at me, and it's like, yeah,
this is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous.
I'm very jealous, by the way. When I watch the YouTube feed, I'm very jealous of the pictures that you guys have.
When you see my nose hairs, don't be so jealous.
That's very.
It's not really as we call forgiving.
I just hope that the cable guy
understands immediately, because I don't want to spend this much time explaining.
It'll be in and out, Mike.
It'll be super fast.
I hope so.
It will.
I hope he does.
Because
hopefully
if you
no
just have
squeakers.
If you have, hey, cable guy, did you fart?
I did not, sir. I did no such thing. I'm simply working on your cable.
Two small settings could have a really nice looking picture, but with a huge black frame all around it because it's not projecting to the full screen.
Okay.
So
right.
It should be an easy fix.
Yeah, it's super
we'll
easy.
See.
Probably a button on your remote.
Button.
Well,
button.
I love me my smart TVs. I love the technology. I love that they're the affordability
I love
of
technology.
I love. Why do you like me? And I'm out. That's all I've got. I'm done. I'm done with the show. I'm going to be leaving now. Thank you.
Don't
all
leave.
We need you to
out.
Hear
There's
about.
There's so many things in studio we can talk about. You haven't even scratched the surface.
Yeah, and you haven't even asked me about the Germans.
Yeah.
All right. So what is this?
My rodent issue.
Are these real? Yeah, I never got to your rodent issue.
No.
He's in line before you.
Five days of a hey,
Mike. Step right up.
You got 4 minutes to tell us about
4 minutes.
Your rodents.
It wouldn't do it justice.
Really?
Oh,
can you tease it? Can you tease the rodent
know
issue?
Know this, please? That my furniture moved because of my rodent issue.
Say. Here I come to save the day.
I felt a bump in the night because of my rodent issue.
Wait. You had a rat come into your house?
Again, I don't think 4 minutes would do my story justice.
Don't worry about the 4 minutes, okay?
Yeah, let's blow it, Oscarazzi.
What's that?
Oscar's take.
We're not doing Oscar's take.
No, we're doing news.
We're doing regular news.
Friday.
It's Thursday.
Let's blow out your news.
I'm not blowing out my news.
You know what? You wrote it. You got to read it.
I've got to read it.
I wrote it. Just like the other guy. Yeah, just like the other guy. I'm fascinated by your rodent issue, but you're doing this ridiculous tease like you need an hour and a half to tell this story. Did you have a rat come into your house?
So, those of you that know my house, I had a rat die or a possum. Don't know. Still don't know. There's a carcass in our chimney, right?
Right.
Right.
And it never came out.
Never came out. Had a bone arrow guy come over, an archer.
Which smelled
get
worse,
it
that or Rofo in the studio?
I want to say Rofo, but definitely the rat. Definitely the rat. Okay.
At any point, did you see Rofo squatting over your chimney?
No. Okay. Enough. Enough. I didn't even ask him if I could tell that story, and I did.
All right.
I'll just go here.
I want to hear about the... Stop it, Rob. Don't interrupt. It's an Oscar story. He wants to
interrupt everybody. All this rain has driven the rodents into survival mode, right?
Can you be less generic and maybe can you specify...
The rats.
You think it's a rat. Is it a rat?
Definitely rats.
Good. The rats. Yeah. Sounds better.
Rats.
Yeah, rats.
Okay.
Rats,
yeah. So I am this has been happening for the past, I would say, week and a half that... There's been torrential downpours in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there is a void underneath my floors because I don't have a subfloor. And these floors that I've been dealing with for years now, it feels like 2 years, where I have these thin panels on that first floor that are cracking, right?
So you have, just as a reset, I know that you've sanded the floors. Your house has been sanded out so that the boards are very thin.
Super thin.
If you were to pull them up, you would see
dirt and floor and a void.
Girders and dirt.
It's void. That old?
That
you
old.
You don't have like plywood on
nothing.
There?
I got dick, Mike. Nothing.
So you've got the paper thin floorboards,
yes.
And then there's dirt. So do you think the critters are getting through?
For the last week and a half, Santos, because if you got a dog, they notice things you don't, right?
Right.
He's been
right.
Very sketchy downstairs on my main floor. And I was like, what's wrong, buddy? What's wrong? And he'd do the nose point at the floor.
So he's like scratching at
Yeah, he's like,
well,
something's up,
here.
Papa, right? And I was like, don't be you know what. I was like, get upstairs. Like, you're just being weird. And then I'm sitting there watching I'm watching the TV and I hear squeak, 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 like rats. I hear it.
Like you hear,
I hear it.
You hear the verbal communication.
The verbal communication.
Rats are so verbal. You hear the sound that they make?
Yes. And I really, at first, I thought it was
Jesus.
The television. So I turn off the TV and I hear the squeak, 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 and I hear movement.
You're hearing squeaking?
Yes.
This
Not
rat is going to be like
squeaking.
17 inches long.
Squeaking. They're loud and they're huge.
Squeak,
right?
Squeak, squeak.
Oh my God. And I'm like, this can't be. So TV turns off, I turn on all the lights, and I hear the movement of like what is a pack of rats underneath my floor.
Like you really hear the shuffling
and
the scratching.
I hear, and I'm like, oh, F. And that, so I stomp my foot like Shrek. I'm like, boom, to start, and then they just all shut up. And I was like, oh,
they're smart that
they're
way.
They're really down there. And then 5 minutes later, here, squeak, 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 squeak. Like they're back. Like no. The monster has left. Right.
All right. Let me ask you about your sub. Your underneath your domicile.
Yes.
Do you have access under there?
No.
Is there
no.
an entry
but there,
point?
There is a void underneath my house simply because of the way it's built.
But is there, when I'm saying access,
I don't have
access.
Can
you,
I don't have
can
access.
You go outside and
no.
like look,
no, no,
look
no
through
access.
A window or something?
No access. No access.
Well,
whatsoever.
Ostensibly, there's no access. There's no human access.
Yeah, there's no human access to it.
So it's not like a crawl space. It's just his foundation.
Because I'm
is,
thinking, how would an exterminator even be able to tackle this without like drilling a hole in the floor or something?
But he right? would probably go through the floor, or there is probably a way to go under.
I have the answer.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. How would one do that?
I have the answer, but I'll tell you as soon as I give you the coup d'etat for the issue. That I was like, okay, maybe this is just the rain situation. Maybe they're scurrying to the backyard for safety. Who knows, right?
Right.
It's like Noah's Ark. And I'm laying on the couch, and I'm watching TV trying to forget about how horrible my life is. And I'm laying by myself, and I feel a bump to the couch.
Oh, no.
And at this point, I jump up like an elephant seeing a mice and turning on all the lights. And I look under waiting to see this whatever cartoon sized animal just bumped my couch. And all I see is what is a bent plank moving up the room because this rat is so fat and the floor is so thin that he's bulging.
The rat is moving the floorboard.
Moving the floorboard.
Oh my god!
And he's moving.
It's like a Tom and effing Jerry cartoon.
Yes. And I sat. It was too late to grab my phone. By the time I grabbed it, because I was in such shock.
Right.
It was over. Like the guy had made his
and
way.
It moved.
He bumped the couch and moved me.
This might not be. This might be a possum. This, I mean, a rat wouldn't have the strength.
The rats in the city
are like small dogs. They have plenty to eat and nobody's killing them.
Yeah, we've seen it. We've seen it. They run around the circle.
I called the orchid circle. Man. That's what you call when you have issues, Mike.
Sure.
And the guy came in. He says, look, this is a big problem. This area has rats all over it. It's just the known fact. I was like, yeah, I read in the paper, man.
Yeah.
God. He goes, but the problem you have is you have no subfloor. If you had a subfloor, at least the void underneath your floors at the moment would be minimal, so nothing could really get under there, right? He goes, do you plan on getting these floors replaced? I said, yes, but we have to wait to see what we're going to do with the chimney first. Like, everything's on hold, right?
Right.
He goes, well, they're not getting in through the floor, but they're definitely underneath your floors. As you probably saw when your furniture was moved.
So this is just we're talking a matter of inches between
yes.
your floor and the dirt.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
And
what's the foundation? Is it like a brick foundation or rock foundation? How did they put what's the foundation of the house?
It's a brick. It's all brick, but
it's
back,
brick.
Yeah, back then they didn't.
What did they build the? Do you have the ye old foundation that's
ye
on that house?
Ye old.
So it's like stone.
Just
right?
stone. Stone, but yeah. stone way up. They put dirt down. They put it was stone, then put dirt on top of it, and then they put the floor.
Jesus Christ!
I'm sure that you know the rat is a burrowing animal. It probably dug under and in, and just found an access.
So
point.
What are you going to do? What did the Orkin man say?
Had to drill a hole through the front of the brick to get to the foundation. A small little hole, and then put
to get under the under
and
the house.
And then put poison in there,
and then the dynamite.
wow. So he did that. He said that this is a problem he's seen in older homes like this in the past, that once you get a new subfloor, this should take care of it. And I guess the poison that they give the rat, it just dehydrates them and they die,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So they don't die underneath your house. I was worried about that. They die.
They'll go
elsewhere and they'll die.
And they'll be looking for water. And also this kind of poison, I've seen it in action before. They dehydrate. The smell is minimal because there's little moisture left in the body when they finally pass.
So,
yeah, but it didn't work on Carrie, and I know you tried that. It was very, very difficult.
I remember I talked to my dealer. He said she's building up a tolerance.
She's got a tolerance for it.
Hey, here's one for Oscar. Here's Rat.
Can you keep us updated on this?
Yeah, and just know this: everything I said about the house a year ago, mistake, albatross, well, just terrible, all of it. It's still true.
You want to get out of there?
I can't, Mike. I can't. Where am I going to go?
The good news is...
I got no savings. I'm stuck there.
The rat will leave in the winter because there's no radiators.
Yes.
So he'll be okay.
Don't buy a house and go to business school at the same time.
We'll take a break.
Just a pro tip.
With the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
I wrote it.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MikeOMaraShow.com.
DMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy. Mailbag.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know.
Mailbag.
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 By TMOS.
By the bonus.
Mailbag. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the worst time of year. Your pickup truck is rusty. You were replaced at your job by a woman named Fraze.
Woo!
You're drinking canned wine, and your property is overrun with bears. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you walking, talking marital mistake. How about the TMOS bonus show?
Yeah, it's good.
The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a John Cryer into a Mary Tyler Moore. La, la, la. If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, tell me so. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. And it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You get access to our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, who's truly a win-win. So please quit sucking, and thank you, and hi to the TMOS Bonus Show fan club.
Yeah, and I
great
say,
group of people, and don't bitch about them. Let them have a group of their own, for God's sake.
Memorial Day weekend, we do one of my favorite bonus shows of the year. We all talked up records yesterday. It is so much fun. It's a great
spectacular
episode. Even if you just buy one episode, buy this one. You will love it.
Also, if you listen to it, you'll get a code to join the TMOS Pinup Appreciation Society.
Exactly.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. You got that, jackasses?
News.
Great society, by the way.
Great society.
Makes my day.
Just like LBJ said, great society.
The NFL owners have officially banned players from kneeling during the national anthem. We'll talk about this in Political Persuasions this week. The new rule says players have to stand and show respect for the flag, so raising a fist or linking arms could also constitute a violation. If any player or team employee doesn't stand, the teams will be fined at the league's discretion. Individual teams can also impose their own penalties or fines on their personnel. The league didn't say how much the fine would be or how respect for the flag would be defined. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the vote was unanimous among owners, although San Francisco 49ers owner Jed York said he abstained. Players do have an out, though. They don't have to be on the field for the anthem. They can stay in the locker room without being penalized by the league. This is misguided.
Horrible.
I don't get it. I think if they just let players do whatever they want, it maybe will go away. I know there are people that are going to say, hey, you're wrong, Mike. Of course, many players probably don't see that as a compromise, staying in the locker room, since the whole point of protesting is to be seen protesting. Of course.
What about the power of just not putting them on television?
Yeah.
You know, when people were running out on like, you know, Morgana the Kissing Bandit and all those people that would run out on the field, they stopped giving them attention.
Yeah.
And it stopped happening.
The
also,
anymore,
when you make decisions, I know you can take take their side and say that the owners, they can do what they want. But no, you've got a union. You have to talk to all your stakeholders before you make this type of decision.
Yeah, and it's it's yet to be seen, but obviously the owners did this because it was affecting the league and it was affecting money. That's what it comes right down to. We'll see. I don't think this story is going to go away.
Could you give me a little Bob Kraft, like what he might have said at the meeting?
I don't understand why we just don't force them to do this. Did you see me at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
Thank you, Bob.
Olivia Munn, speaking of football, was often blamed for the friction in Aaron Rodgers' family when they were together. But in a new interview, Olivia says the family feud started before she came along in 2014. Here's her quote. He hadn't spoken to the parents and one brother for like 8 months before we started dating.
She added that she actually tried to mend the rift, but things were just too toxic. So if Olivia didn't cause the problem, what did? Sounds like jealousy. Hey, jealousy. Hmm. Usually is in this situation. Aaron's dad played football back in the day, and now he's a sports chiropractor. Aaron's brother Jordan made it to the NFL, but didn't really go anywhere. He's actually more famous as a contestant on The Bachelorette. And Olivia said, quote, family and fame and success can be really complicated if their dreams are connected to your success. She's right. I'm not going to disagree with her. I don't know what the real details are. She says, I do think it's not okay when you try to stand on someone's shoulders and then throw dirt in their face, which is what they did for him. So it just sounds
damn.
I'd love to know.
A lot of stuff going on
heavy
there.
Duty. And they're not together anymore, right?
No.
Olivia Munn no longer together.
Aaron Rodgers is dating Danica Patrick.
Is God
really
something else? Hey, if you that was a
they
QB.
Met at the ESPYs last year.
Way to go, good job,
and a great designated driver.
Right, she'll get you home fast.
True words, Mike.
Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
In a new
I wonder
GQ
what her rating
interview.
Is.
5 stars.
Designated driver. Okay, it's like, that was a great party. We're home. In a new GQ interview, Sarah Silverman stands up for Louis C.K. and Aziz Ansari and Al Franken, but she doesn't really defend them except for Franken. Her basic point is that they can rebound. She says, quote, the important thing is that they are forever changed, and if that's the case, I don't see any reason why they can't continue being artists. She also makes an interesting point about who's been punished and who hasn't. Quote, there are people that just deny everything they're accused of, and they continue to be the politicians or the filmmakers that they are. She's right about that. And there are people that come and say, I'm guilty of these things, and I'm wrong, and I want to be changed from this, and yet those are the ones that are kind of excommunicated forever. She's right about that.
True.
As for Louis, she says, quote, he's my brother, so it's hard. I may not have a very clear perspective on it, but I'm trying to. But she makes a great point that the people that come out and own it and say, yeah, I'm changed forever and I've done these things, they kind of get pooped on. But the people that BS their way through it, they just chug along and deny, which is a terrible example because then they'll keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's unfortunate.
Also, that feels like 2 years ago now.
Yeah,
it really does.
Yeah. I still see if a movie comes on and it's Kevin Spacey, I kind of go, ee.
Yeah.
So that's just the way I'm looking at it. According to a new study, when people are navigating around town without apps, men are actually better than women. Yay!
Hey, us!
Yay for men!
Yay!
Bravo, bravo, bravo. So why are men better navigators? The researchers found men are more willing to take shortcuts and improvise on the drive, while women are more likely to take the route they know.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I always get static, and I always shut it down, because that's the way I roll.
Right on, man.
When I try to take another route, and I'm like, look at all those cars. There's too much traffic.
Yeah.
Tough guy.
Men
usually take the shortcuts and get to their destination faster.
Carrie Spiewak, who I'm married to for nearly 22 years, has a geography degree.
Congratulations.
And worked as a cartographer and has the worst sense of direction of any person I've ever met in my entire life.
And she did the GPS stuff, right?
All the maps that are used, that Waze is based on, she drove the roads to get the initial blueprint of those maps. So I don't know why Waze works.
It's true. She was a cartographer.
Yeah.
That's a map maker. A new study out of Sweden looked at more than 38,000 people's sleep habits, and they found that people who slept in on the weekends to catch up on some of the sleep they missed out on during the work week were less likely to die young.
Yes!
The researchers say it's, quote, tentative conclusion. It's a tentative conclusion. So they're not willing to say that it's a fact that sleeping in will keep you alive. But hey, it's not like it's a big sacrifice on your part to try it out just in case. Do you guys sleep longer on the weekend?
Oh, I never set an alarm on the weekend.
I'm working, really? Unfortunately.
Yeah. I sleep till I wake up. Yeah, I sleep till I wake up.
What's the latest you can now, on average, what's the latest you can sleep?
Now it's tough. Saturday at like about 8. But I usually, my eyes open at about 7. I can usually cheat another hour.
As you get older, you do wake up earlier. I've noticed that.
And I get up, you know, and now I wake up before my alarm, which is like 4:45.
I think that's always a win when that happens.
It pisses me off because I said I could have had 5 more minutes.
What about that jarring wake up?
I love it. It's what gets my heart
going.
But
I'm here to tell you that Oscar's right. As you get older, you do wake up earlier. I even wake up earlier on the weekend now on average.
What time about?
Midnight. A 43-year-old guy named Anthony Getchius and a 48-year-old woman named Noelle Smart were busted in Seaside Heights, New Jersey on Tuesday for having sex in a garden outside a Catholic church right under a statue of the Virgin Mary.
I guarantee you that's the church that my father went to when he grew up in Seaside Park, which is the adjacent town. Yeah, they had
Did they have a little garden there? Did they have
And it was great because it was a summertime Catholic church. They could do mass in 20 minutes. Get them in, get them out. Yeah.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. A priest spotted these two and called the cops. When the police got there, Anthony and Noel were still in the middle of the act. They were charged with lewdness, and the priest was charged with having a pretty exciting little Tuesday. And he's still at the window. He wouldn't have called the cops if they were younger.
Was it an older couple?
Yeah, he got some great pictures. I just put four jokes in there. I'm sorry. Pretty good. Yeah, pretty lovely little Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. 20 minutes later, they were selling T-shirts with their picture on it on the boardwalk.
Oh, God. Decide.
How do you like this move, Father?
All right. We'll take a break.
You're going to get a beer at the sawmill.
Right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Guess who, baby?
Hey!
Nicky
Diamond!
I'm here, but you know what? I never left, just like football. I'm always there, lurking. Free agency, the draft, OTAs, minicamp, preseason, fantasy, playoffs, Super Bowl. Nicky Diamond, just like the Mike O'Meara Show, is always here when you need it, and even when you don't. It's a sure thing! Light him up!
We'll be back on the show soon.
There he is. We got to get him back on.
He might have been one of the guys that put down $100 and might win $20,000.
Right.
God forbid the Knights win the Stanley Cup.
That's right.
Do you hear this story? Oscar's right about this. This is amazing.
500-1, right?
Yeah.
So they say this could be a very significantly, not a backbreaker, but it could be a big, big hit on the odds makers out there in Las Vegas where the casinos, right? Or where whoever's taking
it could be any sports book, right? Yeah. Any sports book in Vegas. There are a handful, I would say no less than in the article I read, 20 people that
20 people.
Willy-nilly put anywhere from $50 to $500 on the 500-1 odds, and they can win anywhere from, I would say, $10,000 or $12,000 to $20,000 on one effing ticket.
Yeah.
One ticket. And I heard like $100,000.
There's a guy that's out there with a $100,000 ticket if the Knights win the Stanley Cup.
That's about the time that a guy with the crooked nose shows up to his door and says, "It would really be a shame if you lost that ticket."
That's kind of cool, though.
It is.
Because nobody picked the Knights.
Pretty
it's
cool
Mission
to see.
Impossible. And it's going to be such a tragedy when they lose.
In your face.
Yes, sir. Take it away, Rob Spiegel. Oh, I didn't open it, did
no,
I?
No, we had, and we also have a spot.
All right, let me just...
Back.
I'm sorry. Schmish Welcome back. It's Amazon.
Yep.
Amazon, best way to do that. What's our Amazon purchase
Mike,
of the day?
This sorry. Is for you. $5 buys you such extraordinary happiness. You know what you can buy on Amazon.com for $5.11?
What's that?
Dole California seedless raisins.
Plump ones.
That's right. 100% natural. Spa pampered for a plumper, moister raisin. Naturally fat-free.
I can get them on Amazon?
And naturally sodium-free. Dole raisins.
We want you to help us out. Get to these raisins. Are fantastic. Go get them. Go to the top of our homepage and click on the Amazon link. That'll guarantee we get credit for your purchase. If you need it, Amazon has it. Go to the top of MikeO'MearaShow.com and get clicking. Glet kicking, you Amazonians.
Don't
we
just look at them.
That.
Eat them.
That's right.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, May 24, 2018. Rob Spreewer.
I know we don't talk much. Do you still have your place in Parrish, Alabama?
Yes. Yeah. People don't realize that I do have a third home. I have an A-frame down there. It's wonderful.
The fishing's great.
It's Don's old line. I steal that all the time.
That's wonderful.
An A-frame. Very
okay,
good.
Okay, so Parrish, Alabama, there was a tremendous amount of red tape involved in a certain train trip, and a train was stuck in Parrish for 2 months.
Mm.
Here's the thing, though. The cargo on the train was human waste from New York City that was headed to, where they dispose of human waste.
Yeah.
But this train full of poo stayed in Parrish for 2 months, and the people were not happy.
It was awful. Strange. That was something in my life.
Nobody wanted to be outside.
It was terrible, man.
It'll turn your stomach.
That's been a crazy ordeal.
It was really bad.
It smelled like dead bodies to me.
Like somebody dead.
Everybody called it the poop train.
The poop train.
The poop train.
Poop train.
But the train is full of human excrement, and the stench is spreading.
Why it didn't get stopped
somewhere else. Why I stopped here? What were they thinking?
It disturbed the peace of everybody.
It was stinking all over in the house. We smell it a lot.
That was so awful. I threw up. It made me sick.
It was unbearable to be outside.
What we had here was from New York City.
When's it going back to New York?
But do you like a happy ending?
I love it, and I'd love it on this one. I'd love a
happy ending.
The train
is out of there, and every member of the town of Parrish, Alabama, got gifts from the Febreze Corporation.
Oh, my God.
They gave Febreze to everyone in the town.
That's
and so
awesome.
Things are better
so
now.
So it's gone now?
It's
so
gone.
It's going to dissipate?
Yeah,
why did it stay there?
Red tape. You know, the train industry is messed up. And, you know, if you don't have all your
big
papers
rail?
In order, big rail. That's right, big Amtrak. I'd like to shine a little light on the face of deadbeat millennials. Okay. His name is Michael Rotunda. No,
this
I'm not.
Kid. Oh, my God. I read this story. This is nasty.
At age 30, he was sued and evicted by his parents because he was still living at home. Here's Mike. I've got a few tapes of this guy. Here's Michael Rotunda.
I'm not a burden to them in the home. They don't provide laundry or food. I just wanted, you know, a reasonable amount of time to vacate with consideration of the fact that I was not really prepared to support myself at the time where I was served these notices.
So he was on CNN. The interview started out strong.
Michael, welcome.
Hi.
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 Hi. So let me start with you're 30.
Now, this is my favorite part of the interview when he says he's not a millennial, but then goes back on it.
I would say that I'm really not a member of that demographic that they're speaking to, of that group. I'm a very conservative person. The millennials that they're speaking to are very liberal in their ideology.
Glad he's not on our team.
But you're 30, so technically I think you are part of the millennial generation. I don't think there's a delineation between...
You're right.
So he just goes back on it.
Strong-willed lad.
Yeah, he has no job.
He's got a tremendous will. That's why he's living with mommy and daddy.
He has no job and he has no plans to seek a job. But so we wish him best. And the only thing that breaks my heart is a man named...
What do you mean he has no plans to seek a job? What, he doesn't want to work?
Why don't you just move out of your parents' house, like, tomorrow?
I don't have the means to do that tomorrow.
Okay.
So,
do you have a job?
No.
Are you working on that?
I have plans to be able to provide myself with the income I need to support myself, but it's not something that's going to
happen overnight.
Come together tomorrow. So I'm trying to do what's best for me.
Yeah, he's trying to do what's best for him. And the thing, I would think he should go.
When we stop beating our kids, this is what happens.
He deserves to visit the poop train, I think.
Oscar goes right to corporal punishment. With that.
And the only thing that's sad about this to me is that a guy named Rotunda is not fat. He's a thin guy.
Do you think there would have been that many odds in his life if he just got one or two beatings? Like, he would have, some sense of urgency would have been knocked into him, I imagine.
Yeah, there's parental failure there somewhere.
Sure. Well, no, but the parents got their S together and they sued him, so that's good, right?
How much did
they
sue for? Yeah, but you know, there are plenty of other examples probably with kids living at home where it doesn't go to court and you don't hear about it and you got this entitlement on the people. And I think there are probably plenty of examples of kids that are living at home that probably pull their weight and help their mother and father out and they can live there as long as they want.
We have the opposite of that. McIntosh.
Yeah. Well, I have something to add to this story. Apparently, the guy worked at Best Buy and they got fired from there and is suing them because they made him work on Saturdays.
On the Sabbath.
Well, he's doing what's best for
Saturday.
Him. Doing what's best for him.
He had to work on Saturday, so he didn't and was fired and now is suing them.
Oh, he didn't.
When are you? Are you planning on moving out anytime soon?
Hopefully within the next year. By the end, by the end of the year.
How old are you?
How old am I? 27.
Hey, do me a favor. Fair. Do what's best for you.
I will. I always do.
Hey, but our boy's got. Oh my God, he's on the food chain.
Yeah, he's got a job.
Got a job.
He's got benefits. Benefits, right?
Benefits.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the clock on the wall. I have to turn his mic off.
No time
for the fire story.
It's got a little awkward. We were trying to be nice. That's what happens when we try to be nice on this show. It's awkward.
Yeah, he says 27.
Yeah. Keep up the good fight.
I will on Monday tell you about the British woman who drove through the marathon runners because we are up against the break here. But a true treat, Mike. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Finish strong.
A good treat last night. You know who showed up on Seth Meyers' show last night? David Letterman.
Oh, wonderful.
And he's still great to see Dave on TV. Comes out, still got that stupid big beard. Told a great story about when his wife was in labor that I'd never heard.
My friend, Dr. Lou Aroney, and what do you call him? Not the the guy who delivers the baby, the orthodontist. Not orthodontist, the obstetrician. Lou Aroney and myself, we order like $400 worth of Chinese food. We go down to the break room and we're eating Chinese food. I'm telling you, this pissed her off. Today, she's still pissed off about it.
We're
down there eating Chinese food. I said, well, Regina, these guys delivered. You weren't.
National Treasure. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Awesome. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new Playapod app with time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and more. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. I'd like to remind everyone that the Mike O'Mara Show will be off on Friday and Monday and return with great shows next Tuesday. Until then, enjoy some best of programming for your Memorial Day weekend.